All right, it is 10 minutes past 8 o'clock here on WPHM. Happy Friday, everybody. We have been spending a lot of time this week talking about Marysville. Typically, we'd go out to Marysville or another local community on a Friday morning in the summertime. Well, we're not doing that this summer, but we are highlighting a different community every week, and this week happens to be Marysville. Joining us right now is the Director of Finance for the City of Marysville, Mike Booth. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. If I remember right, you took this job in Marysville after being the administrator in St. Clair about a year ago, right?
Yes, I've been with Marysville here for almost a year. And yes, you're correct. In St. Clair, I was the city manager and the finance director. So moved a little bit north, and I'm happy to be in Marysville.
And how has this year been for you and for the city of Marysville?
Well, lately, right, it's for all of us, it's been interesting times, something we've haven't had to deal with before. But just as, I guess, with the Great Recession we had, I think we'll get through this just as we did that. So looking forward to moving forward.
Certainly, I got some good news yesterday in that the state is making federal funds available to local municipalities like Marysville, and that's got to be something that you were looking forward to hearing.
Yes. I think a little bit later we'll talk about some finances. I'd like to talk a little bit about roads and some other projects that we have as we go here. So, yes.
Well, yeah, let's talk about some of the projects that you've got planned.
I'm sorry?
Pardon me? Go right ahead.
Okay. I'd like to start with some of the road projects we have. We're happy to, to continue with the road programs that they've had in place this year that we're finishing up June 30. We're going to spend about $1.1 million. The roads that will be done, maybe they might flow over into the next year, but 4th Street, 6th Street, Constitution. And then we've done some preliminary engineering work on Cuttle Road, which leads us to next year. We're going to have some projects again and a like amount of $1.1 million to actually do the construction on Cuttle Road, Myrtlewood, and then Huron, another phase of that. So if you're driving between Michigan and Gratiot, that stretch. Okay, and then the city does all this work with by transferring money from the operating mills, so the city does not have a separate road millage like some communities do. So that, and then we go out and we seek grants from the state and federal arenas to help supplement the money that the city has. So those are some of the road projects that we have. Mm-hmm. Some of the other projects that we have, I think you spoke with Pete Lacey from SC4 during the week.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, and I know he shared some of the things that they're looking to do with Marysville and through the intergovernmental agreement that we have, the enhancements that are going to happen at Marysville Park and Morton Parks. It's going to be great for the community, you know, not just Marysville, but all of St. Clair County. Have you had a chance to drive by and see the new soccer field yet? That's
I have not been down there to see it yet, but I hear that it's really coming along nicely.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be quite the project, or it is quite the project. Another project we have going is Mermaid Park. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. It's a I'll call it a small pocket park on Gratiot. Mm-hmm. And that was started this year, but it's going to be completed next year. I think the residents will enjoy the enhancement at the hilltop. And then there's also those that transition to the base. They're going to find that the old stairway that was there is being replaced, so it'll make it easier for people going down to fish and things like that. So, you know, another great project. And then we have some developments, residential developments. Again, I think you spoke with Duke Dunn, city's former council member and current county commissioner during the week.
Yeah, we talked about the...
And I think he provided some really good details on Body Construction's project on Range Road, 240-acre mm-hmm. development. I believe either summer or early fall, they're talking about 80 lots that will be available. So we're looking forward to that project.
And as the finance director, you've really got to be enthused about that, because that's you know, a lot more houses on the tax roll. That's it's a good thing for Marysville, isn't it?
Yeah. Obviously with that, and then we have such great schools here in Marysville that I'm sure there'll be some families that'll be interested in moving into the community. So it's a great project. And then we have another, I'll say, local developer, Cordes Brothers. They're looking at a development of 20 lots off from the presidential estates, so that's great. We have some recreational type improvements, with some enhancements to our recreation facility that people rent out, some acoustical improvements. Splash pad's going to see some maintenance, basketball courts, looking at making some improvements there. And then a final recreation-type item would be the dog park. We have a dog park that's on River Road. Again, if you get over this way, if you get a chance to swing down and take a look at that.
Good stuff. Sounds like things are going well in Marysville.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Well, good. Sounds like you're going to stay there for a bit, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, fantastic.
Can I provide an update on the finances a bit?
You may. Go right ahead.
Okay. Marysville's in good shape financially. Rainy Day Fund is better than most. We just completed our council-approved our 2020-2021 fiscal budget. And that, next Monday, we're going to ask for some adjustments to the current year budget. The proposed changes are minimal. And I don't really want to bore some of the people that are listening this morning with an auditor type review as to our finances.
Give us the overview.
I don't want to scare them off.
Okay, fair enough.
But I would like to share a few numbers. The city has a general fund in the budgets about $10.5 million. Some of the services that the city provides using general fund money would be. Public safety, and our public safety here has an ambulance, a fire, and a police. Those are all services provided by our public safety. Public works, the people that go out and plow your snow, repair water line breaks, things like that. Our parks, funding for our trash service, street lighting, and things like that, general city operations. The city's total operating budget is a little over $22 million. With the general fund, obviously about 50% of the total services that are provided other than the general fund items I mentioned are water and wastewater services, road repairs, which we spoke about under the project area. And then the city also owns a public golf course and then a recreation programming. So quite a few services that are provided here in Marysville, and our city's vision statement, we always say that we'll be fiscally sound and family oriented, and that has been the case, and it will continue. So it's kind of a brief overview
of the good
financials.
Work.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate the update. We're glad to highlight all the things going on in Marysville this week, and appreciate the update this morning.
Okay, Paul. Thank you, and you have a great day.
Hey, have a great day. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.